So what'll it be? A bullet? Or should I tie you up for when this thing wakes up?
You can't just kill us down here. People know where we are. They'll be looking for us.
No, I wasn't clear. Those two can choose between a bullet and a monster. But you, Dagger? I have special instructions for you.
What the hell does that mean?
Yeah, Silas. Do enlighten us.
Someone like you could be useful to the company. If properly motivated.
You guys really need to work on your recruitment pitch.
Oh, we don't need to recruit. Wildwell has other ways of acquiring loyal talent.
Well, I appreciate the offer, but I'm going to have to decline on the grounds of not being a psychopath.
Ah, well, you heard the doctor. We will just be on our way then. Have a nice evening.
Hey!
You're coming with me now.
Over my dead body.
That's the idea.
Fantastic. I was hoping to work off a little rage.
You really think you scared me, little girl?
Not yet, but I'm sure I can work up to it.
Mickey!
Move!
Holy shit. Is he dead?
Nah, he's still breathing.
He's out cold. Maybe fried a few brain cells too, assuming he had any left.
What do we do with him?
I say we leave him here with that thing. Seems fair, considering that was his plan for us.
We can't just leave him to die. We aren't monsters.
You're right. We aren't monsters. But he is. Remember what I said about the bears?
You'd rather be alive and inhumane over dead with the moral high ground?
Exactly. I'm checking this off in the alive and inhumane column, and you know what? I think I can live with it in this case.
Okay, we don't have time for this moral ethics lesson. We are leaving him. Let's move before backup shows up.
Fine with me. Let's get the hell out of here.
Oh! God damn it!
Are you okay? What happened?
I tripped over that rock jutting out there. Wasn't paying attention. Stupid.
Can you walk on it?
No, not really.
Alright, Nikki, come get her other side. Doc, grab onto us and... up you go! We're coming up to the cave mouth. We lost some time, but I think we can make up for it. Nikki, you have the C4 and time is still?
Of course.
Put it up around the cave mouth. Give it a 10-minute timer. Should give us enough time to get to a safe distance, but still slow down Silas if he wakes up.
See? I told you something always comes up.
I think you have an unhealthy relationship with explosives.
I have no idea what you mean. These are just my emotional support ordinances.
Totally unrelated, but you didn't memorize the armory passcode earlier, did you?
If I say no, does that mean you won't change it?
Oh, I am absolutely changing it. Maybe upgrading the locks too for good measure.
Probably a good call, to be honest. Alright, let me get these charges rigged. Cole, why don't you take Evan and the log benches by the trail and sit for a few? I'll meet you guys there when I'm done.
All good?
Yep. Let's get moving.
We need to get this ankle looked at and patched up.
And we can't go to the hospital or the urgent care. They're both WellQuest.
Shit. You're right.
What does that mean?
WellQuest is one of Whitewell's many subsidiaries. I'm sure they already have a flag for if we show up there. Fuck. I hate this, but we can go back to Brian's. It's only like a mile from the parking lot. He's got enough first aid gear to stock a clinic, and he's EMT trained. He'll also keep it to himself if I ask.
Sounds perfect.
You sound way too happy about this plan.
Well, he was in your office for 2 minutes earlier, and you look like your head was going to explode. I can't wait to see what happens with prolonged exposure.
Mickey, you can stay in the car. We're here. I'll go talk to him while you help Evan out of the car.
Careful. Easy does it.
I think I am officially over this town.
I'll get Brian. Stay put.
Hey, Sheriff. Everything all right?
Brian, we got a situation. We were investigating a lead over on the trail and Doc hurt her ankle pretty bad. Mind taking a look?
Of course. Bring her in. Here, set her down. Let's have a look. Can you move it at all?
A bit, but not much. Really hurts.
If you can move it, then it's probably not broken. Where's it hurt the worst?
On the outside here.
Seems like it's just a bad sprain. Let's get some ice on it for 15 to 20 minutes, and then I'll wrap it up with an ace bandage. Why didn't you go to the hospital anyway? They just got all those fancy new upgrades with the new owners.
My insurance has horrible ER coverage.
Oh, that's a shame. Well, I'm glad I was here to help. Here's the ice. Let me put your foot up on this pillow here. While you wait, I insist you join me for dinner. I've got pot roast, mashed potatoes, and fresh bread.
Oh, we couldn't put you out like that.
Nonsense. I insist. I made enough for 10.
That sounds amazing. I will gladly accept your offer. Thanks, Brian.
Me too. Thanks.
Well, I guess we are staying. Appreciate it.
So, what was the new lead you guys were looking for out there?
We got a call at the ranger station about a large animal someone saw earlier. Sounded big enough to have attacked those missing people.
Did you find it?
Sadly, no. Saw some tracks, but the animal was already gone.
That's too bad. I feel just awful for all the families.
So, Brian, now that the doc has injured herself, I'm gonna take a few days off and drive her back to DC so that she can rest and see a doctor. I need you to hold down the fort while I'm gone. I'll push the paperwork first thing tomorrow to make you acting sheriff.
Me? Really? I won't let you down, boss.
I'm sure you won't.
Evan can stay with me tonight. I'll take her over to the inn in the morning to get her stuff packed.
Thanks, Nikki, but you don't have to do that. I can manage.
Nonsense. Just don't drool on my couch.
Is that a frog?
Yep. Sir Friedrich Hopper, at your service. Fred to his friends.
Hey, that's the bullfrog from the crime scene photo.
The very same. Cole told me to photograph all witnesses and evidence in the disappearances. Fred's been with me ever since.
You thought a frog was a witness?
A good deputy covers all the bases.
Well, we're gonna need to get going, Brian. Long day tomorrow.
Of course. Let me put Fred up and then I'll get that ankle wrapped up.
Thank you, Brian. Really.
No problem. Do you want some crutches?
I think I'll be okay. Never have been able to figure those things out.
Just apply some ice again in the morning, and maybe 2 to 3 times a day for the next few days. And there. All wrapped. You need help getting to the car?
I think we can manage, Brian. Thanks, though. I'll see you first thing tomorrow in my office.
This cabin's even more in the middle of nowhere than I expected.
Yeah, middle of nowhere comes standard with the job.
Hey, you have a package.
Must be the box from my cousin. Perfect. Make yourself at home. The couch is yours. Bathroom is through there if you want a shower, and clean towels are in the hall closet.
Great. Thanks again.
It's no problem, really. All right, let's see what Marcus sent. It's some kind of journal, I think. It's definitely old. Huh. Looks like it's actually a bestiary of sorts. All kinds of notes and drawings of different creatures through the years.
This entry here. That looks like what we've been dealing with.
It's called a sightbane. In the story my grandfather would tell, he said that it can only hunt something that has a visual lock on, but once it does, it's almost impossible to shake. And it was merciless. Oh, it's this entry he made here. When he was in his 20s, he went out with a bunch of the men from town to hunt down the creature that had been stealing cattle from the local farms. When they returned a week later, there were only 3 left alive.
That is not comforting.
October, 1924. We hunted the sightbane for seven days and seven nights.
Each dusk, the ground would quake with its steps, like thunder rolling across the forest floor. Trees shuddered, some cracking like kindling as it passed. Its roar shook the very marrow of our bones, a sound I still hear in the dark of night. It wanted us to know it was coming. Wanted the fear to ripen before it struck. It stood taller than 2 men, eyes glinting like coals in the lantern light. Each time it charged, the earth split underfoot, and those it caught were torn limb from limb. We tried silver bullets, fire, even blessed iron. Nothing stopped it for long. On the 8th night, after it had taken 17 of our 20, we laid traps lined with sharpened pikes, soaked them in pitch, and set the forest alight around it. The flames drove it into our snare, and though it smashed three of the stakes to splinters, it finally fell with a bellow so loud I thought the sky might crack. Even as it died, it clawed at the earth, eyes fixed on us with a hunger that would never fade.
The elder said the Sightbane's rage sleeps only between hunts and waits for the next fool to stir it. This story terrified me as a kid. I used to imagine its eyes in the dark. It gave me so many nightmares. My mom was so angry at him for telling it to me.
I can imagine.
Want some tea? Or a whiskey? Or both?
Tea's good. I'll sleep for days if you give me whiskey right now.
There's entries on dozens of things. A lot of these sound just like types of cryptids. Come on, tell me this doesn't look like a jackalope.
Huh. I wonder how many of those stories were just these rift monsters.
I'm betting most of them.
Oh, well, if it's okay with you, I'll look at it more in the morning. I just need to shut my brain off for a few hours and not think about any of this stuff. I think I'm gonna try and get some sleep.
Fair. We'll head to the inn around 7 to grab your stuff. Cole wants to meet at 9.
Then DC.
Then DC.
Miss Harbinger, there is a man in your room. He's all bloody and bruised. He threatened me if I warned you, but I can't let you walk into that. If you want to go, I will cover for you.
Silas?
Yep.
Thank you for telling us. Nikki, what do you want to do?
I'm going to end this.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Wait here.
Absolutely not. I'm coming too.
I'm not even going to try to argue with you. Come on. I'm sure he will be very threatened by you limping at him.
Be careful. Good luck.
Will you at least stay out here?
Fine. But be careful.
Well, if it isn't my new favorite punching bag. You sure you want another round?
You really think you won?
Well, I have eyes and can see you right now. So, yeah.
Doctor, I know you're out there. Get in here now, or I'll shoot your little guard dog.
Anyone ever told you that you get more flies with honey?
You people are insufferable.
Nikki, the bedside lamp.
Stay down this time.
We need to get out. Here, can you shove the stuff from the drawers and the closet in this bag? I'll grab my bathroom stuff and my files.
Got it.
Okay, done here. Ready?
Let's go.
Everything go all right?
Yeah. Hey, listen, just charge the card on file for any damages. And, Clean up. We have to go.
Don't worry about it. I'll take care of everything. Here's a little something for the road, some sandwiches, some snacks. Be careful on your travels.
Thanks, Barty. You stay safe, too. And be careful with him. You may want to call the sheriff's department or something.
This has been The Veins Below. Thank you once again for joining us as our brave trio continues on their quest to find out what Whitewell is really doing with these rifts. Join us next time for road trip shenanigans as they make their way to DC to help out Rosemary. For updates, follow us on all of the regular social sites at The Veins Below. Follow our Patreon at patreon.com/theveinsbelow. To stay updated about our upcoming membership launch with fun perks like bloopers and character stat card. The Veins Below is created by Eliza Dalrymple. This episode was written and edited by Eliza Dalrymple. Production and vocal edits are by Ali A. Sound design and editing are by Aurelium G. Our amazing voice cast was Ray Lundberg as Dr. Evan Harbinger. Maddie Gerard as Ranger Nikki Breslin. N.J. Unwin as Sheriff Cole Mason. Aurelium G. as Silas Rains and Barty the Innkeeper. Tyler Moody as Deputy Brian. And David Wamala as Grandfather Breslin. The theme is used with permission and taken from The Return of September by Harbor Skyline. For additional sound and other credits, transcripts, social links, and contact info, visit our website at theveinsbelow.com.